proclamation number 7435 dated the October 23rd, 1959. Utilization of the short lifetime. You don't need much time for your souls to mature. You can develop your soul within a short period of time in a way that its certain fate is to enter the realm of light when it removes its earthly body. But you must sincerely want your soul to mature and apply for God for help in order to achieve it, since you are unable to do so by yourself. Your own will is too weak and you constantly return to the love for the world. You cannot overcome your love of self and are time and again pushed off the path which you want to walk for your salvation. However, if you turn to God for help, He will guide your thoughts to Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, because you receive your strength of will from Him. Although you are calling on the same God, but in doing so you acknowledge the act of salvation and thus the Divine Redeemer, who has to be acknowledged if you want to share the graces of the act of salvation. To call on Him guarantees strengthening of will, even if you have to fight against the temptations of the world behind which God's enemy is hiding, who repeatedly tries to cause your fall. But you receive strength and each time again find the firm will to reach perfection on this earth, and then you can be certain to reach your goal. The intensity and depth of feeling of your bond with Jesus Christ is the key to how much time you need for your souls to become fully mature. And this depth of feeling in turn depends on the degree of love you have for God and your fellow human beings. Love is everything. Love establishes the union with God and Jesus Christ. Love fortifies the will, and love gives strength to accomplish the psychological task on oneself, which, as a result, guarantees complete maturity of soul. But you should not make the big mistake to believe that you still have a lot of time for this psychological task. You should never delay your aspirations until later, because you don't know how long your reprieve lasts, how long you live on this earth. You don't know when your last day arrives and should live as if you are called back tomorrow and have to give account to your God and Creator. You do not have a long time to live, even if you are granted the time until the end. But you even have to thank God should He not allow you to experience the end if, due to your own negligence, your maturity of soul is still imperfect. You have to thank God if you are called away before and still get the mercy to mature in the beyond, that you won't fall victim to God's opponent and His intrigue. There is not much time left, and thus you should utilize it to the best of your ability, and you can mature fully within a very short time if you are of good will. Amen.